are you? This is Val, your host. And today's episode, once again, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. Because today's a day where, like, my hair is not behaving. So every time that I look in the camera, I'm freaking out because it doesn't look good. Like, it's just pissing me off a lot. Is it the day we're not feeling pretty? Is it a day when you don't know what you're going to talk about? And lately, this has been my life, to be honest, where I don't know what to do. I'm waiting for instructions. And oh my God, I'm sorry, guys. It's just like perfectionism is something that is not nice sometimes, especially when you're going through a moment. But well, today is Shut Up Is Not Manifesting series. Today, we're gonna talk about faith, because that's the whole reason why I created this series called Shut Up Is Not Manifesting. It was supposed to be about faith and about, you know, how manifesting it's not from God, and whatever you get in your life was not you manifesting it. It came from somebody or somewhere. And I already have a full episode about if manifesting is demonic or no. So if you guys want to check it out, you can check it out. But I made this series mostly to talk about faith, to talk about dreams, to talk about hope, to talk about trusting in God and how we fully depend on Him. And lately, I feel like I had like a writer's block, in a sense, here in the podcast, where in the past I had so many subjects I wanted to talk about, so many things that I want to talk about. And lately I've like, I made a commitment to record every week, to come here and sit down and talk about a lot of things. But now that I made that commitment, it feels like my brain went dark, went like blank. And maybe this is a sign for me to stop overthinking, but I don't know. So in today's episode, I don't truly know what we're going to talk about. I'm just going to let it flow, because this is why I started this podcast in the first place. We're supposed to be like you're having a FaceTime with your best friend. And this is when the idea came from, a FaceTime with my best friend. And she told me, like, wow, it would be so funny if we have all this on the podcast. And then therapy came, and the name came because it's like therapy with tea. So it's supposed to be a tea between friends. And that ended up becoming a place where I share the gospel, I share my testimony and the word of God. And but I still always wanted to have this kind of like informal situation where I just sit down and we talk. And I don't know. And it's just funny because this episode I was thinking about talking about faith, and lately faith has been something that God has been teaching me a lot. I have, if you're here, if you saw other videos, you know a little bit of my testimony. Since 2019, I've been experiencing a lot about having faith in God in my life and surrendering my finances, surrendering my desires, my dreams. And like, I came from Brazil, I got here to the US by the grace of God, and now I'm living here for the past 3 years, and it's been great. And every time that I look at my past, I see how good God was and how good He is. And like, I'm going through a situation right now where everything feels like it's going wrong. I finally got my dream apartment when I moved to Miami, because I came to the US, stayed in Boston for 8 months, and I had the desire to have my own place. I moved to Miami, and I did, and it happened, and God was incredible, and He made everything happen. And I moved to Miami, and I had a roommate, then I got my own place, and everything was a miracle after miracle. I want to come with a lot of time here, sit down and tell you guys the whole journey. But long story short, God has been showing me how to trust Him with my finances, my dreams, and it's been beautiful. I got there, I finally got my own apartment, I finally made friends. You know, I was, you know, getting to a place where like, oh my God, I'm seeing so many things that I prayed for years coming to pass. And after 1 year living by myself and like little by little achieving everything that I wanted, God took everything away. I had to end a lease. I got unemployed. I started getting sick. And I had to move back to Boston, here where I am right now. I have to move back with my mom and come back the same way that I left. Unemployed, having no job, living with my mom, having no money, single, and having a way again to step away from my friends that I just recently made. And it was pretty harsh going through a situation where you saw God allowing you to lose everything that you ever pray for. And it was hard. But at the same time, it taught me how to don't idolize certain things. Because in the past, I thought just because I achieved everything that I wanted, all of those things that I thought are really needed, I thought that would be enough to make me feel good. And I reached a point where even though I was living in the city I always wanted, even though I was having the things I always dreamed of, I had bad days. I had days that I wanted to quit. I had days that I didn't know what to do. And in the end, all of this taught me that having the dream apartment, living in the city I loved, having looking the way I wanted to look, and having all the things that I always dreamed of, never spared me from going through the same headaches, heartbreaks, and having bad days. And like, in a way, God showed me that, you know, like, you survive without it. And now that I'm here for a few months and I'm still in the same situation, I'm still unemployed, I'm still living with my mom, I'm still far away from my friends, I'm, you know, healing. Which is good, because I told God, like, if there's one thing that I want you to do, if you can first, is heal me, and he did. Now I'm this process of, like, healing and, like, body-wise, like, healthy-wise. And every time that I look back, even though sometimes I get sad that I saw everything that I always dreamed of going away so quick, God also taught me a big lesson about faith. That is, sometimes we talk a lot about faith and like trying to achieve what we want and trusting God to give us what we want and like wanting the job, wanting the career, but like having faith that God will do it, it's hard and it's a constant battle. But having faith that he's taking all the way and trust him in the process of losing everything you wanted, it's also really hard. And it's a different type of trust you have to have in God. Because when I was hoping for things and like I was praying for things to happen, I was like, God is all powerful. Like, he's going to do it if it's his will. And you know, you're trusting that things are going to get better. But when you're in the better already, you're in the good, you're living a dream, and you see God taken away, it requires of you a different type of trust in God, that you're seeing everything go, but you're trusting that he knows what's best for you. And I have faith that God would do it, that God would give me the things. People will call him a delusional and crazy, and I was like, no, it's gonna happen. And he did, because of his faithfulness. And I saw it happen, but God had to teach me a different kind of trust in him when I saw everything going away and seeing everything that I pray for being taken away from me. And that taught me a different type of trust of like, okay, if you're taken away and if you're bringing me back to a place that I didn't want to be, if I'm having to do everything that I do not want to be, that I did not want to do, I'm going to have the same trust that I put that you'll be able to do it is the same trust that I'm going to have to put in you to say, I trust what you're doing. I trust that you're taken away. I'm not having to trust that you're going to give me now. I'm going to have to trust you that you know why you're taken away. And it's hard for us when we receive no's and we see things that we wanted being taken away from us, because we can kind of see that as God doesn't love me, God doesn't care for me. Like, why are you doing this? And it's easy for us to go back to complaining and go back to a place where, like, you think that God doesn't like you, God doesn't care for you. But God had to teach me, like, are you gonna love me when I give you things? Only when I give you things, or are you gonna love me when I taken them away from you? Are you gonna trust me in the process that I'm only taking this for your good, or you're gonna treat this as a transactional relationship? That if I give you things, I'm a great God, I'm a good God, and I love you, but if I take it away, I'm a bad father and I don't love you. So I had to come into a place where I had to understand that the reason why he was taking everything away was not to punish me, was not to teach me a lesson, or in a bad way of like a punishment, but it was to teach me a lesson in a way of, I'm taking this away because I have better things. Because like, every time that God teaches a lesson, he comes from a place of love. But in the beginning, sometimes we think that he's coming from a place of anger and hate towards us, because he's always teaching us lessons. But it's easier for us to think that he's doing that out of spite, out of hate, out of he doesn't love me, than to understand that he's doing that because he loves us. And it might be hard for us to understand the reason why he's doing those things, or why he's not doing certain things. It's easy for us to think that because he hates us, or because he's like, doesn't like us. But in the end, I had to learn that the same God who gave me things because he's good, he's gonna take it away because he's good. We never know. I don't know if I was still in Miami and I was still like was living there, where that would lead me. I don't know why exactly God put me here again. I know that he's teaching me a lot of lessons, that he's shaping my heart. He's teaching me how to love him for him and not for what he has to offer. He's teaching me to appreciate the things he give me without attaching that to love. Like, it's not because I don't love you. Like, how can I explain that? He wanted to break that belief of like, love is attached to giving and hate is attached to retrieving. And I'm thankful now. Sometimes I still get sad that I'm right here and I'm back to the place that I did everything I could to leave. Yes. Sometimes I get sad. Yes, because I'm human. Sometimes I wonder, like, you know, how long am I going to stay here? Like, did I really have to go through this? But at the same time, I know that the reason why he took everything that I wanted and everything, in a sense of like, the apartment, take me out of away from my friends, the city I wanted, and everything that I really wanted, was to teach me something. There's a purpose behind everything that God does, even if that thing is something that in our eyes it's bad. And you know, it just taught me a different type of faith. Because like I said, having faith that God will do things, this is something that he was showing me a lot, and I grew a lot. Like, I knew that God is capable of doing everything. I saw with my own eyes so many things. So when I have a desire and I bring it to God and God gives me the green light, I know that that's gonna happen, and I don't doubt it. But actually learn how to trust his decisions that didn't feel comfortable for me. I had to learn how to trust him, like when he says no, because I didn't think that would be so different, but I had to really, really exercise my faith when I saw God removing from my life things that he gave it to me, even. Like, it was a different type of trust when you see God doing everything that is the opposite that you're expecting. And that taught me how to love him for who he is and trust his decisions. Because we can surrender as much as we want. We can tell, oh God, I love you and I trust in you. And I know that you're doing everything that is best for me. But it's only when you're going through a situation when you actually have to put that trust in a test that you see where your heart's at. And that was a test. God was checking my heart. And little by little, I learned that if I tell God that I trust him, that goes for everything. That goes for the good and the bad. That goes for when he gives me or when he takes it away. That goes for when he says yes or says no. And it's not easy. It's not easy to see things going away and you going to a place where it feels like you're giving like a huge step back, because in human eyes, it looked like I did a giant step back. I came back to the place I was. I came back exactly to the place I was before I went to Miami, for example. In the eyes of people, to the same place. I just like lost a whole 2 years that I spent over there building my life and like leaving this to get there. So it felt like a fall. But in the end, God was like, it might look like you're in the same place, but you're not, because you're not the same. Because when I moved to Miami, I moved there still lukewarm. I moved there with a different mentality. I was partying, I was drinking, I was going out. I was not fully committed to God. I was in a different headspace. That was the old Val. But when I came back here, I came back a different person. I got baptized while I was in Miami. I met Jesus in Miami. I actually had the first giant, huge encounter with God while I was there. I gave my life to Christ again when I was there. I decided to step into this and go all in with God. I decided to give my life to him, and this time I was gonna do it. I decided to stop being lukewarm and decided to get hot and on fire for God. And he was like, it might look like you're in the same place, but you're not. You might be in the same location, and your life might look the same, but you're not the same. And this is the beauty of God. Like, every time that God takes away something from your life, take something out, or move you back to a place that you were, a city, it can be a city, it can be a situation, you bet that it's not the same. And God showed me, like, you're not the same. You're here again, but you're not the same. The time that you're away, you had growth. And you're here with a different mentality, with a different goal, with a different mindset, with a different heart, with a different mind. You're here with a different perspective of everything. Like, you're not in the same place. It feels like it, but this is when the trust in me, it's gonna come. You're gonna have to trust me. Like, you trust me for me to give you everything that you wanted. You're gonna have to trust me that I'm taking that away for a purpose. And it's not a purpose to harm you, to make you feel sad, to make you feel unlovable, to make you feel like you're not worthy, to make you feel like you're lacking something, to make you feel like you're going back, that you're just like a failure. All of those things taught me how to pray something that it was really like important for me on this whole process. Instead of asking God all the time, why you're doing this to me? Why this is happening? Why you're taking this away? Why you're doing this? Why I'm losing that? God taught me how to pray, show me your perspective. don't change my situation, change my perspective on it. Because instead of wasting my breath asking God why he was doing that, why he abandoned me, why this, why that, I start praying, Lord, show me your perspective of the situation. What you want me to learn from this? What is the goal in this? And sometimes God is not going to reveal to you everything. He's not going to tell you everything, but he will change your perspective. So from me feeling like a failure for coming back to live with my mom, my financial life, you know, drowning, me leaving the city that I always wanted to live, and seeing me losing everything that I fought so hard to get it, and I prayed so hard to get it, I got myself like, you know what, Lord? What are you trying to teach me? Instead of complaining for what I lost, I was like, what are you trying to give me? Because God is never going to take away things from you that he's not going to give you better. That's something that he taught me. And he was like, you might not see it now where I'm going with this, but you have to trust me. And I'm thankful now that he did all that, because besides the fact that he showed me that, he is refining my faith and refining my trust in him and bringing me to another level of trust in him. He took away that mentality that I had of, I'm only gonna be happy if I live here. I'm only gonna be happy if I have this lifestyle. I'm only gonna be happy if I look like this. I'm only gonna be happy if I have this, if I'm here. So he broke down all of that. Because in the past, I was like, the thought of coming back to Boston and coming back to where I was, it was like, no, that's gonna kill me. Like, no, like, I cannot live there. I cannot do this. So God took everything away. Things that he gave me, he took everything away, and he showed me, you're okay. I still laugh. I still have great days. I still have joy. I still have bad days. I still have a life. I'm leaving. I'm breathing. I'm having fun. I'm crying. I'm doing everything that I was doing while I was there with the things that I thought were so important to me. He showed me, you don't need those things. I want to give it to you because it's, you know, you're my daughter. I'm not gonna, you know, I want to give you the best of the best, but I needed you to see that. The happiness, the joy, and all of those good things that you were feeling, it was not because you're living in the city that you love. It was not because you had the apartment that you always dream of. It was not because you were making the amount of money that you wanted. It's not because you were looking a certain way. The reason why you're like that is because your mind was focusing on me. And I'm here. And for me, this was my like worst nightmare. Go back to where I was, living with my mom and all of that, being unemployed. Like all of those things, I'm like, no, like that's horrible. And he showed me, hey, you're still having great days. You're still rejoicing. You're still living. You're still having incredible experiences. So it was just a very humbling but beautiful experience, because God showed me like the secret of your joy, it's not in the things you own or where you at. A true joy, the joy that comes from the Lord, is to be content where you at. That's the secret of being joyful, is to learn how to be content where you at. And I saw that, oh, yeah, I didn't need the apartment. I didn't need the city. It was good, it was nice, of course. Every time when I travel to Miami, I'm like, oh my God, I miss here so much. And it's incredible. But that didn't change the fact that I still have happy days. I still smile. I still see the hand of God in everywhere. I still have amazing experiences. And in the end, it was not that bad. Trust me, I'm having great days. The same way that sometimes I'm having bad days. And what changes is just the fact that now God taught me how to be content. And in the end of the day, that's a beautiful thing to learn. And as soon as we learn this, we can learn how to be joyful in every circumstance. Because if we deep down still think that the reason why we're so good, we're feeling so good, we're so content and joyful, is because of the things that God gave us, that's going to lead us to a dangerous path. Because putting our joy, our happiness into things that are palpable, that you can see or touch, they're going to go away eventually, that's dangerous. You're building our house in the sand. And God was like, I needed to teach you how to build your house in the rock. And it's only when we reach that point of realizing that I don't need money to be happy. I don't need to live in that city to be happy. I don't need that relationship to be happy. I don't need to have 12, 15, 30 friends to be happy. I don't need to travel every day to be happy. I don't need this or that, that clue, those shoes, those life, those many likes, that big Instagram account, that career, that job. So when we come to the realization that we actually don't need those things, it just makes your life much easier to enjoy. Because if I put my happiness in those things, I would be miserable every day living here. I'll be miserable. Oh, I was only be able to be happy because I had money. Now, then my checking account, it's usually like $5 or negative. I will be going crazy. So when we realize and God shows us and we experience that of, even though I don't have anything that I desired and I don't have everything that I thought I needed, I'm still happy, I still can laugh, I still can appreciate, I can still praise the Lord, I can still have great days. That's when the beauty comes, because God is shaping our hearts to don't get attached to things. Like, that's why God talks, like that's what the Bible talks a lot about God and David, how he was like so righteous and God was so pleased with his heart. And why reading about David, one thing that he always was joyful. And there was a verse in the Bible that I don't remember what is it, that says that David says that it doesn't matter what you give or take it away, I will always praise you. And this is the type of heart that allows God to open his hands and bless us so much. Because God will never bless you with something that's going to become an idol. And I was sometimes idolizing the things that God gave me without even knowing it. So God taking those things away made me realize that, oh, I was not happy because I had the apartment. I was not happy because I had the thing. I was happy because I was putting my trust in God. I was building this relationship with God. So it's beautiful, but sometimes painful, to come to that realization that I don't need anything to be happy. And the same way that I was happy when I have $4,000 in my bank account and I could travel and eat wherever I wanted, now that I probably have like 20 bucks on my bank account, I'm still happy. I still wake up in the morning praising God. I still laugh with my friends. I still have great days. I still am able to go outside and do my things and don't overthink. So it's painful. You're going through the process of seeing God taking things away from your life. But when you come to the realization of, wait, I didn't need it that. I wanted that. And it's nice to have it. But I didn't need it that to breathe, to have joy. Like, God showed me, hey, if you got me, you're okay. And this is something that I pray before. I was like, Lord, I want to be able to say with my mouth and mean it with my heart when I say that I only need you. Because I don't want to be saying, oh my God, like, you're enough, Jaira, you're enough, and don't mean it. So God took me to a journey where, trust me, in the end of this journey, you're going to mean it. Because he's preparing my heart for when he blesses me with a career, with the money, with the things, with the spouse, with the city, with a home, or whatever my heart desires, He knows that my heart is ready to receive those things and don't idolize it. Because I experienced the lack of those things and having those things. And my heart came to that amount of shaping where I know for sure that my happiness, it's not in things, but in someone called Jesus, that He is the source of my joy, my happiness. Like, it's painful, but at the same time, it's liberating to be in a place where you can actually say with your heart, I don't need anything else. There is a worship song that I love. It's like, I don't need anyone else. I don't need anything else. You are my one thing. Something like this, the worship goes. I'm gonna try to track the lyrics, but it's something like that. And like, I heard that song before, and I always like, I want to mean that when I sing. I want to mean that when I tell God, hey, you're enough. I don't want to just say, oh Lord, you were enough. But deep down, I'm like, my heart is still attached and dependent to people or things to feel good, to feel happy, to be feeling good. Because if we put our happiness, if you put people or things as the source of our happiness, that's gonna go away pretty quick. So I'm glad that God is teaching me how to be just joyful in every circumstance. So whenever He gives me a husband, I'm gonna put that weight on Him. I'm not gonna put that heavy weight of you're responsible for my happiness on my husband or on things, because that's gonna fall. That's what it means to build our lives and build our house in the sand, is to build and depend on something that is gonna go away. And the only thing that never goes away is God. He's there forever and ever. And it was a painful process. It was hard. Trust me, I cried for so long, still trying to understand. And now I know that the reason why I lost so many things and I came to this place of being all alone and God separating me and isolating for a little bit was just for me to realize that truly, truly, He's everything I need. He's my one thing. And now I can say with my whole heart, without having the fear that God is gonna like, every time I say it, that I don't need anyone else. I was far away from all of my friends and all alone, stuck in a house for weeks, months, but it was still good. I reached a point of not having any money, and sometimes I still don't. Like, it's been like a day by day. Like, I'm feeling like Israel in the desert where God is providing every day, and I'm still good. Like, I saw all of my furniture, all of the apartment being gone, and like, I'm still good. Like, I've been single for the last 3 years, 2 years and a half, 2 years and a half, and I'm still good. So like, now I'm glad that I can look at God and be like, you are my one thing. I don't need anything else. I can truly tell Him, like, I don't need anything else. Like, I have you. And it's just so good to come to that place where you can tell Jesus with all your heart and sing like, Jire, you are enough. Like, because you know that you're telling that with your whole heart. You're not telling that from like just with your lips. You're telling with your heart. And I always told God, like, I don't want to be the type of person who says, yeah, I love Jesus, you're enough, everything for me. And in the end, I'm still counting on everything else in my life to make me feel whole. Or, you know, put my happiness or my trust in. So also be careful what you pray for, because I pray for that. I pray to God. I was like, Lord, I want to be able to tell with my whole heart, I only need you. And you, everything I need. And He listened to it. And I'm happy He did. because I'm not the same Val that I was 2 years ago when I left Boston. I'm not the same, and I'm thankful that I'm not the same, and I still have a lot of things. I still have a whole journey ahead of me. I have so many things that I need to change, that I need to experience, that I need to learn, that I have to be shaped, but it is what it is. And we're here, we're alive, we're doing good, we're happy. We are content in every circumstance. We're content. We're content being unemployed, although I'm content, but I'm like, Lord, I trust that you will do it in your timing, but until it doesn't happen, it's just like you just have that freedom to just enjoy. Because how we wait on the Lord matters, and it matters a lot. Waiting doesn't mean you can wait in two different ways. You can wait complaining, asking God why all the time, and struggling and being sad and being angry, or you can wait patiently, which means wait hopeful, wait, you know, being patient, being calm and trusting God and enjoying the process. Yeah, I don't want to be unemployed forever, single forever, living with my mom forever in a city that, you know, I like Boston, but it's not the first city that comes to my mind when it's about to live in. But I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna enjoy. Like, if we focus too much on the future and what we want and the promises God made us, because he made a lot of promises, but if I focus too much on when that's gonna happen, I'm gonna forget to enjoy the process. So yes, I'm enjoying being unemployed sometimes. You know, I try to enjoy the fact that I have a lot of free time in my hand. I try to enjoy the fact that I can read the Bible, talk to God, have Bible studies, go on walks, stay at home. You know, I have the freedom to do what a lot of people can't. They don't have the freedom to do. I'm single, so like, yeah, I'm gonna enjoy the fact that I can do whatever I want. I can travel whatever I want. I can leave to do volunteer work. I can do so many things without having like somebody there. And like, it's a blessing to be married. I was married in the past, but when you're single, you have a certain amount of freedom to just do. Like, you don't have kids that you have to think about before you accept a proposal to go volunteer somewhere. You'll still be able to go, but if I want to go tomorrow, I don't need too much planning. I only have myself. I can just pack my things and go now. So, because when you're married and you have a partner, you know, like, there has to be some sort of agreement. You have to respect your husband. You have to respect your family. There's some limitations that you have towards certain things, because I was married. Like, I would just, like, go whenever I wanted. Like, I have my partner to talk to. So I'm enjoying the good things of being single, because eventually I'm going to enjoy the things of being married. And both of them have great things. Like, I'm enjoying the fact that, yeah, I'm not living, like, in Boston. I live, like, 30 minutes away from downtown Boston. I'm in a place where it's more quiet. There's a lot of farms and grass and animals, and it's quiet. So I'm trying to enjoy the fact that I'm here, that I can go down the road and see the cows and the horses, that I can have incredible walks around the neighborhood with nature all around me. You know, I'm trying to take advantage of everything that I'm going through right now, because there's always gonna have a good side. Always. You know, I'm limited in some areas, yes, but there's so many other things that, like, if I wait to enjoy my life only when I get wherever I want or wherever I'm praying for, your life is gonna become miserable. Because even when you get there, you're always gonna want more. Because this is human nature. This is human nature. We always think that, oh, when I get there, I'm gonna be, you know, satisfied. You won't. If you don't make God the only source of your joy, of your happiness, of your content, it doesn't matter how far you go, it's never gonna be enough. So that also gives you a safety that greediness, it's not gonna become a problem. Because if you're content in every circumstance, greediness is not gonna be an issue. And trust me, greediness points to loneliness. Because you only become greedy when you put your satisfaction, your fulfillment, and things. And it doesn't matter how many things you have, how many things you buy, how many things you own, you're never going to be satisfied. So, but this is like a thing that we can talk in another episode about greediness and things like that. But in the end of the day, I just think if you can take one thing out of this episode and one thing out of everything I said is learn how to be content in God. And yeah, sometimes that journey of being content with God, it's going to come with a lot of losses, with a lot of things that you didn't want to face, and with a lot of healing. But trust me, when you get to that point where you're starting to understand what that means, it's liberating. Because then it doesn't matter where you are, how much money you have, where you're living, you're going to be happy. That opened doors for you. Think how bad it must feel like to like be in that place where, oh, I only can be happy if I have this, 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 and that. That limited you a lot. Because any minor change in your life will make you feel miserable and like sad and lead to depression. So when you come to a place where you're content in every circumstance, you're free. Because it doesn't matter if you have money or no, you're going to be happy. It doesn't matter if you're single or no, or have a spouse or no, you're going to be happy. It doesn't matter where you're living, you're going to be happy. It doesn't matter the weather. It doesn't matter the people around you. If you're alone, if you have your family near or no, if you have friends or no. Like, that gives you a whole freedom. Because it doesn't matter the circumstance. You know that the true joy comes from the Lord. So it's actually liberating. And yeah, sometimes it's not going to be easy, but it just makes life easier to live. Because we know that we're here for only a period of time. After this, you know, we're meeting our Father in heaven, but it just makes life on earth easier to know that it doesn't matter what happens, you always be able to see the bright side of things. And this is a really tough lesson to learn, but in the end of the day, when you actually learn that, it's just, you just feel free. That weight of depending on things just go away. Because guess what? God is gonna be wherever you at. Like, he's omniscient, omnipotent, like he's everywhere. So you know that the joy of the Lord, it's gonna be here in your heart because he dwells in us. So yeah, it was hard. Yeah, did I cry? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I still cry a lot. But I can quick come back to the place where, well, I already know where my joy is. And it's in him. So, yeah. Just learn how to be content with God. And ask for strength. He'll give it to you. I felt like I needed that. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.